Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Columbia University has announced classes will be virtual, remote for the rest of the year because they can't get control of all the anti-Israel protesters happening on campus.
Some operation they're running there over at Columbia in New York. Like I said, Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots, pulled all of his funding, all of his donations. He's done with his alma mater. He's had enough of this crap.
And now there's a lot of students and parents of Columbia University that are calling for tuition refunds.
Yeah.
Because this is not what they signed up for. They signed up to have in-class instruction, but the school is saying no refunds. You're still going to get a lesson, no refunds, but imagine paying over $80,000 a year, you know, a semester, whatever it is, to go to Columbia, and you get told, you know, it's just like COVID, virtual classes now. That's a hard sell. That's not what you signed up. That's not what you're paying for.
You're an average, maybe middle class kid growing up in a Jewish family, and you want to go study at a prestigious college like Columbia, and you're having to worry every day that you're going to get shouted down by crazy anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protesters just so you could go get your degree?
Right.
That's what's happening. And not only Columbia, at Ivy League schools all across the country and other places too.
Now, I know that it's not all just the students. There are some professionals involved here. Like, we saw this during the Summer of Love in 2020. Some of these, quote, mostly peaceful protesters.
Bad actors, I believe they're calling them.
They get bussed in, and they do this for a living. It's ridiculous, but it happens. But there are a lot of people on the campus that are taking part of this. And some of these places, they've set up Chaz-like communities. Remember when Chaz, that little community, was happening during the George Floyd riots in the northwest part of the country? That's happening on college campuses now. These pro-Hamas, anti-Jewish agitators.
How do they allow this? I mean, if you are peacefully protesting, that's one thing, but you're agitating, you're disrupting, and that's something different. I mean, there's people that were on the bridge, I believe in San Francisco, that were anti-Israel, pro-Hamas protesting. All those charges are gone.
They blocked that traffic for 4 hours. People were stuck on that bridge for 4 hours.
Go to the doctor, or go to work, or pick your kids up, or go to the hospital. Yeah, you're not endearing people to, not one person stuck in traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge. You did not change their mind one bit, I guarantee
you. No, you're not helping your cause at all.